Welcome to the Creating Us podcast, hosted by the Office of Leader and Culture Development. My name is Jason Weber, your host, and I'm excited to be with you this week as we continue our journey through the simple truths of leadership. This week, we're going to be looking at simple truth number 13, which is you get from people what you expect. We look at the beginning of this chapter, and Blanchard gives us that when people don't understand what their leaders expect of them, they feel lost. They have no compass, no boundaries, and no agreed upon standards of conduct to follow. As I think about this simple truth, I see so many connections to many of the lessons that we've learned and explored since we began this journey. Immediately, you can go back and connect this to simple truth number 3, number 4, and number 5. And simple truth number 3 is, or I'm sorry, number 4, number 5, and number 6. So number 4 is all good performance starts with clear goals. Number 5 is the key to developing people is to catch them doing something right. And number 6 is praise progress. So each of those are going to come to life as we talk through simple truth number 13. Very often for leaders, we say, make sure that your team has a clear understanding of what it is you expect of them. What does success look like? How do you want to handle communication? How about conflict? What does accountability look like? And we could go on and on with those descriptors. But the essence of that is when I come into this space of my office or work, I want to be able to have clarity as to what is being expected of me. Another way to phrase this is we need to make sure that we're taking the guesswork out of work, really. I don't want my team to wonder what it is they're supposed to be doing or what it is that I may expect of them. But even more than that, what comes out of this is instead of just telling, we have to be able to demonstrate. So one of the key things that Blanchard talks about in this lesson is that our behaviors are really the most important in all of this, because we can talk all we want, but if we're not willing and we don't demonstrate those behaviors, then our talk becomes meaningless. You know, as leaders, it's so important that we not forget about how we are acting and behaving. It can become easy at times for us to say, all right, I've told the team what they need to do. I've given them their guidance. Okay, now I'm going to go focus on my things. Well, again, if we're not careful with how we're behaving, we could intentionally or unintentionally create a space where our behaviors and our words aren't lining up in the manner that we want them to. And so when we talk about you get from people what you expect, the ultimate point of this is got to check your behaviors. How are those being viewed? And how are you bringing your expectations and the expectations of your team to life? Now, Blanchard gives us the golden rule, and he makes a reference to this. And the golden rule is do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And ultimately, what we're saying is describe in clear terms through your behaviors. And that could look like acting ethically in everything that you do. Treat all others the way you would want to be treated and care for your teammates and cheer each other on. Now, as I was reading this, there was an automatic connection to a recent experience. Our Vice Chancellor, Steve Sosland, and I had the opportunity to visit with the Air Force Academy. They have a framework of leadership that's the leader, a leader of character. And there are three main elements around their leader of character. And the first one is to live honorably. You practice the virtues embodied in the core values. Now, regardless of your organization, what they reference is honesty, courage, accountability, duty, loyalty, respect, mission, discipline, and teamwork. Okay, so that's the Air Force Academy, but think about the values at your organization. living honorably is consistently practicing those values. The second part is to lift others to their best possible selves. They approach it as each one of us has the capacity to pursue the best of who we are, our best possible selves. Leaders help others become their best possible selves by recognizing, supporting, and lifting their strengths, talents, aspirations, and diverse perspectives. Now, the third element of this is to elevate performance, and you do so towards a common and noble purpose. They go on to state that a leader of character goes beyond the minimum standard of expected performance and transforms how things are done. They focus on the common good instead of self-interest. So I was just, again, it was a recent experience, and I just loved how naturally and that connected to our lesson today. So I want to encourage you to serve your people and help them accomplish their goals by setting the bar high and modeling the behavior you wish to see. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this week's episode of the Creating Us podcast. If you have any questions, please let me know at jason.weber@ttu.edu. Until next time, take care.